Hello, welcome to a very special edition of our We Love the Beatles podcast, because we're broadcasting from Liverpool and it's the 5th of November, which means only one thing: it's bonfire night. Yes, we are celebrating the failed gunpowder plots, and basically all over Britain tonight you can find lots and lots and lots of bonfires, and in the background I can hear lots of fireworks. Yes, so lots of fireworks events can be found all over the UK, but you know, we're here in Liverpool and we are going to the Sefton. Where are we going? There are two fireworks displays tonight run by the council. One is in Sefton Park and one is in Newsham Park. Not too sure which one we're going to yet, but we shall be in one of them. But anyway, November the 5th, on this day in history, let's have a look for the Beatles. The Daily Mirror headlined, this is a newspaper in the UK, a tabloid, an editorial, Yeah, Yeah, Yeah. This was in 1963. The article included this quote: "You have to be a real sour square not to love the nutty, noisy, happy, handsome Beatles. If they don't sweep your blues away, brother, you're a lost cause. If they don't put a beat in your feet, sister, you're not listening." So there you go. On this day in 2005, the John Lennon album Live Peace in Toronto 1969 was released on CD. The show was John Lennon's first solo performance after leaving the Beatles. And you know what? That's it. That's all we've got for today on this day in history. Just two items. I'm sure lots of things happened, but they are basically the most important. Live peace, live peace, who knows? One of those words in the English language which can have several pronunciations, so let's not worry too much about it. Anyway, if you are celebrating Bonfire Night, we'd love to hear from you. You can drop us a little note on our Facebook page, facebook.com/English Program, or leave something on our Twitter page, twitter.com/English Radio, and tell us what you've been doing to celebrate Guy Fawkes Night and the gunpowder plot. Anyway, we are going now, well, soon-ish, to have a look at some nice fireworks. Goodbye.